But yeah, but what I was going to bring up was the Rittenhouse stuff.
I did see a little bit of that, and I know nothing about it. Please fill me in.
So last year, this kid went to a protest to protect property. He ended up going off that property. He had an AR-15. He ended up in a situation where those people in the protest were chasing him. One of them chased him and threw stuff at him, so he turned around and shot him. That guy died. And then there was another, he started running from then because the crowd started chasing him because they're like, oh, that's an active shooter. And the next two people, he killed another guy who hit him in the head and another guy who tried to stomp him out. He wounded four, killed two. And so people, the pretty much he got innocent, he got the verdict innocent because he was acting in self-defense. This kid was 17 at the time. It was in the city of Kenosha in Wisconsin where his family lived, but people talked a lot about him crossing state lines.
Isn't it illegal to carry an AR-15?
So, because the gun he had was, because usually it is, but because the gun he had, the barrel was longer, like, or long enough, because it prohibits short-barreled guns like the shotguns and stuff.
Okay.
So because the barrel was longer, and sorry if I speak wrong in this, I think it's considered a hunter's rifle, which is fine. But the other thing is the barrel, because the barrel was longer, he was perfectly legal and within his rights to carry it around. And
Was
now,
it concealed?
no, it was open carry.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So,
So people threw things at a guy with a gun?
yeah, okay. That's the other thing. I will not say that I do think, and sorry for the families. I don't mean, but it's dumb. It's dumb to go towards anybody with a weapon and you are unarmed.
I
I mean,
mean, my
it's
dad
I
told me to pick my fights, you know? Just
yeah.
don't bring a
I
rock to a gunfight.
I'm going to 100% say the people who attacked, I think it's insane that they did that.
I still think he
The
escalated and should not have fucking killed anyone.
yeah, so like the first guy that did it was chasing him and supposedly said that he was gonna kill him if he ever got him alone. The next two chased him because he had shot someone and killed them, and that made everyone think, okay, this guy's dangerous. Now I'm fine with people saying it's self-defense. I'm fine with a lot of arguments. But here's something that's been just, I hate scrolling Facebook when this shit happens. I don't even really go on Facebook, but I went on Facebook to send you that Discord link and some other stuff. And every time I end up like scrolling Facebook just a little bit to see what the people I used to know say, right? And we have this friend who went to high school with us, and I've talked to him within the last couple of years. And he just keeps posting about it. And his arguments, that one of his first, the thing that makes me mad is when people pretend like there's no emotion behind or bias behind what they're saying. So one of the first things he said was like, hey, you guys need to look at the facts and stop being emotional about this. And I'm like, that's fair. But then he brings up stuff like, that guy was a pedophile. That guy was a rapist. And I'm like, irrelevant. That is irrelevant. He did not know that guy was a pedophile. He did not know that guy was a rapist. Okay? These things are irrelevant to the case. I am someone who personally thinks people who use sexual assault and touch little children should get the death penalty. But it is still irrelevant to the case. In fact, if he knew that and that was his justification for killing him, that is illegal. So
That is.
I hate when people bring up that's premeditation. Hey, when people bring up that argument. Then the other thing he said was, okay, everyone's talking about this, but what about that pedophile world ring? And I'm like, I hate that shit too. Just because you're talking about one issue and another issue isn't being talked about doesn't mean it's like, what about this? Okay, does that stop the first issue from being an issue? No, I hate that shit. So if you're going to have a logical argument, your arguments need to be logical. I hate that shit. That's all I really had to say about it. I personally think that it should be common sense, because the protest was pretty much one of the chants I heard. I don't really know what the why the protests originated, but again, they called them rioters and looters, and they were some of them were doing some shit. But one of the chants that I heard on during the case was "Protect your property, not the streets." And then he later goes into the crowd where he was protecting property, and people had saw him earlier, and he's in the streets with an AR-15. He's saying he's an EMT. He's not an EMT. And like, I'm sure there's a case for his self-defense, but common sense for me, when I was a child, because that's what he was, a child, my mom did not go and drop me off at a protest with a AR-15. Hell no, that wasn't gonna fucking happen. I think even if now they tried to get him on first degree murder and all that shit, he got innocent either way. I think charges
I
should
gotta
have
take
been,
Sancho out for a walk.
huh?
I was just telling my sister, I'm gonna take my dog for a walk, but keep talking. This is interesting.
Okay, so I personally think even if you're not gonna get him on first degree murder and all this other stuff, he should be charged with, I need to know the term. See, it's hard to talk about because I don't want to say anything stupid or uninformed, but like manslaughter, accidental manslaughter, whatever. Because I think there needs to be some accountability. And I think even if he wasn't to get charged, his there's so much negligence that happened during the thing. His mom was the one who dropped him off. You're a parent. So I just think it's interesting that anyone would drop their child off to with a AR-15 to protect something when presumably there's adults protesting in the streets. You're dropping, you're asking for something bad to happen to your child.
Right,
To
there are
me.
other steps to take before the AR-15.
Yeah. Now, he got this AR-15. Someone else bought this gun for him, because I don't think you can even buy that gun in Wisconsin. He didn't he has family who lives in Wisconsin. It's fair to him. I'm not gonna say he was in like a stranger's place. He lived in that community, it's fine. But his best friend bought him the gun. And I think his best friend is getting jail time for illegally getting him that gun. Right?
Yeah, it's
Even
gotta be illegal.
because even though it was illegal the way he got the gun, it wasn't illegal for him to have possession of the gun in Wisconsin.
That's
Another thing.
interesting.
Yeah. Technically, it wasn't illegal. But I even argue with people because if we're gonna go by law, I mean, sure, they ruled him innocent and whatever. But if we're gonna go by common sense, the laws are not perfect, and to pretend that the laws are is annoying, right? The laws, these laws are not perfect. But if we're going by the law, sure, he got off. I also think he had a benefit of being like in the position he's in. This is a guy who all these people are supporting, and I'm going to try it because I said stay logical and keep to the case. But I think, and maybe people are going to say this is irrelevant, but this is a guy who supported, I think he had pictures with, before I say this, let me make sure I'm fucking right. I do not want to say
I mean,
anything
if you
wrong because
want,
I
we
do
could
not.
do the Andrew Scholl style podcast. He says all feelings, no facts. Oh.
Yeah.
But he just kind of roll with it.
Let's see. I could just easily really look this up.
As you're doing that, so based off of all my research, I've concluded that Travis Scott was, in fact, doing a ritual where sacrifices were made according to the Reddit post I was reading. So going off that verified study, what does everybody else think?
I don't know if he's going to sacrifice. That shit was his fault, though. Part of it was he needs to take accountability. And he is going to. He is.
Have you seen the memes? It's sad. I'm
No,
sorry.
you're fine. You're fine. I have not seen a lot of the memes, though. I've seen the memes of like where he did that apology and everyone like puts a caption over it. The one where he's like has his hand on his face and just like
Yeah. Well, dude,
I've seen those.
somebody was like took a video of the toilet flushing and they're like, man, I just took a really fat dump, and then it like transitions to him ripping his face. And it was like the perfect transition, as if that was what his video was in reference to. Because everyone was saying his apology was so like weak, you know? It's just like, I don't know. It was like a little kid who was like apologizing to their parents for breaking something, you know? That's kind of the vibe it felt like. I don't know, you know, I wasn't feeling it. But I like the guy's music, I'm not gonna lie, but there was some shit at them.
I don't think he should be canceled for it, right? But I do think there is some accountability on him. I do think it's interesting that some people even came out and said, he shouldn't lose his sponsors for this. And I'm like, at the end of the day, it's the sponsor's choice. And they don't want bad shit on their name. They don't want bad shit on their name.
Yeah. Well, so I'm also, like,
why does that matter?
Also, just to put it in like perspective, I think it's in the top two worst shootings or deaths, not shootings, but deaths, group deaths at a concert within how many like years?
Yeah, I think you're right. Also,
it's like statistically one of the worst.
That organization that worked with that event is one of the worst organizations to work with when it comes to the stats.
Oh, as far as crowd safety and stuff?
Deaths at concerts, yeah. They've had prior incidents. So,
The fucking fans too were like twerking on the ambulance. I'm like, these motherfuckers deserve to die.
Yeah, those aren't the ones that died, I assume, though.
No, those ones though, they got problems if they're doing that shit.
But yeah, that's another interesting thing. Although I don't think Travis Scott deserves all the flack he's getting. He should have some.
Yeah, he definitely, I don't know, he definitely made it a lesson for everyone else now. Like, hey, probably do something about people dying and ambulances driving up on your concert.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are playing it safe right now. A lot of people. Canceling events. People are taking people off the show. Because I think there's an incident where Lil Uzi actually got taken off the stage. But I mean, what's new? It's America. We have shit happen every day.
True. I mean, and the crowds aren't necessarily lovey-dovey crowds. So
yeah. Ty, were you informed at all on the Rittenhouse or Travis Scott?
Not really. I was kind of just learning. Well, the Rittenhouse I actually did know about before. I didn't know it was called that until I looked it up. And then Travis Scott, I was just looking up right now, but the Rittenhouse one, sorry, I'm gonna go back. Should we finish Travis Scott and then go?
What do we want to do first? Because like we kind of like put two in the middle and just start talking.
Just to my understanding, it's just that not to undermine anything, but to ensure that there's no extra facts. He started playing a song, fans tried to rush to the stage, some people fell and died, and he continued to play.
Okay, so what happened was there was the event was overbooked, people broke into the event, and so the people at the front were compressed and people couldn't breathe and they were passing out, which happens at concerts. But those people who passed out at other concerts, usually people back up, give them space, let them get up. These people got stomped on, trampled on, and that's how they died. And he stopped at a certain point, continued to play, but people were dying. He said he was uninformed. Other people say he was informed. He said, she said, ambulance in the crowd, he's performing. That, it just looks bad.
Yeah. Ultimately, it's going to look bad. It sucks because I wish they had video of like, what his point of view is from the stage.
There's so many people. Like, that crowd was huge. Like, it'd be hard to hear or see. Although, with that being said, when that happened, there's been many clips of the same thing happening at other concerts where the people performing stop the show, make sure everyone's safe, and then continue. And that's the whole issue, right?
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
There's two main thing with this. Yes, he's going to have to take some accountability because at the end of the day, he has to make sure his fans are okay. That's how celebrities are always going to be looked at because we idolize celebrities in America. Because we idolize celebrities, I'm not saying it's healthy, I'm not saying it's good, but we do. And because of this, celebrities end up having to take extra responsibilities. That is the price of being famous. You are the celebrity at the concert. Yes, that doesn't mean you have better judgment, but people automatically assume you are going to. So when things like this happen, they hope you would stop the concert and make sure everybody's okay. However, in the first place, this place should not have been overbooked. This place should not have been letting extra people in. Like, at the end of the day, they're going to act like, oh, man, you know, this happens. But let's be real. It's corporations being like, well, if those people get in, all sucks, but we'll still make money off of it. And that's trash.
Exactly.
They're creating liabilities, and then they're putting it on, well, now the artist has to stop it. Ha, 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 it's not our fault. When it's bullshit, because they knew. At the end of the day, everybody that knows is going to have to be accountable. You know how many people can fit in your concerts. You know how many tickets you can sell ahead of time. It's not news to anybody. You know you're going to need security, especially with the way fans are.
Yeah, and I think what makes it look really bad, because there was part of me, like, after listening to all the stuff and seeing it, I was like, I can see how he was like, okay, I wasn't informed, I didn't know all this stuff, blah, 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 and I'm like, okay, I wouldn't put him 100% at fault like everyone's doing. But there's video of him, he's in the crowd, he's crowd surfing, someone tries to steal his shoe in the crowd. Now, I mean, you take that risk when you crowd surf. I'm not saying the dude's right for trying to take his shoe, but apparently the person who tried to take his shoe was, I think it was a child, maybe a teen. I'm completely sure. But either way, whether it was a teen or an adult, when he sees that happen, he tells the people around the person who tried to take his shoe to beat his ass. And he's like this, they're like in the middle of like this huge ass crowd. Huh?
Who did this?
Travis Scott.
Oh my.
And luckily, you know, that kid didn't get his ass beat, right? But dude, like, telling a crowd to beat on one dude looks bad. That guy could have died. And then what?
Right? Yeah.
He also has prior incidents. I went and looked up his, I didn't know about his prior incidents before this. But there was an incident where he was at a concert and there was a guy on a balcony and the guy looked like he was going to jump, but then he didn't, like, and then Travis Scott was like, saw him and he was like, do it. He's like, they'll fucking catch you. Do it. Like, egging him on. That guy jumped, paralyzed for the rest of his life. Travis Scott got sued and lost some money.
That Key and Peele. When the fucking literally where he's like it's a Key and Peele. He mixes up literally and metaphorically. So he's like at a press conference.
Oh my god, like, I fucking love that one.
And he's like,
you can literally fly.
Yeah, he's like, oh come on, can't you literally fly? Come on, no. He's like, oh, that's not what he means. Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Climb up on top of your roof right now and just jump. Next conference. Sorry, I mixed up metaphorically and literally.
Yeah.
And it's like at the end of the day, because you are, like I was saying before, you are a celebrity, there's extra responsibility. Your word is going to carry more to people's ears. Like, they're going
exactly
to and want to do those things. And if you're telling somebody to jump, come on, like, it's 50-50, they either do it or don't.
Yeah, Rogan talks about that, where he's like, look, I know I got millions of people listening to me. Yes, I talk for hours in a given session, and we do this very often. So I say a lot of dumb shit, but I do try to pick my words on a lot of like pressing topics. Like, and again, the guy has put thousands and thousands of hours of him talking. Like, he said some dumb things in that time, obviously, anyone would. But like, when it comes to certain things, like, people ask him, do you believe in God? And he says, well, I don't know, instead of no, I don't believe in God. Because he said that means that with the information he has deduced that there is no God to believe in. But instead of saying that, it's a lot more clear of a message if he says, I don't know. Because that's the truth, is I don't disbelieve in God. I don't know if there's a God because I don't have enough information regarding it. So just that, even on a small level of the celebrities' like influence, you know, he brings that up, let alone on a physical level. You know, that's up to interpretation, how people want to be when listening to someone. But on a physical level, as a person who runs a concert or is the person who's mainly, you know, performing at the concert, you're going to make a lot of money. And it's not, I don't think, asking for a lot to say you have some responsibility that goes with that.
Yeah, I completely agree. And like, some people were like, well, someone told you to jump off a cliff. I'm like, okay, well, it wasn't a cliff, it was a balcony. This guy already had second thoughts. Imagine being at a concert where this guy, because this guy had to pay tickets to go see this guy. This is the guy you like listening to. And you're surrounded by a crowd of people watching you being told to jump. And if you don't, you're a pussy.
Oh, on top of this, though, man, imagine you do jump. And that crowd, like the glory they are, catches you.
I was thinking that.
Famous you would be after that?
Yeah, I was thinking that, dude.
Famous?
That's why it's not.
That'd have been viral. That'd be like, oh, he jumped. Oh, shit.
Well, that's why people can't say, well, if your friend said to jump off a cliff. No. If your friend said, hey, the greatest moment of your life could happen right now, or... You know, which, by the way, nobody ever even told him that. By the way, you could also fucking be paralyzed for the rest of your life. Yeah. But, if you're told to do that, I think with the moment, it's some shit I would probably do is what I'm thinking, you know? Like, I do shit like that. I say yes to things I shouldn't say yes to, you know? I just do it. Yeah. So, it's some shit I would do, and that would be, I don't know, that would be so hard to comprehend, to imagine me being paralyzed for the rest of my life, you know?
Yeah, because that's the issue too, right? It's like the Incredibles moment where the guy's jumping to commit suicide and Mr. Incredible jumps through the window, catches him, but breaks all his bones. It's like, okay, my goal was to end my suffering.
Yes.
And you just prolonged the hell out of it.
And yeah, and now that dude ain't jumping off no, you know, buildings anymore because he's fucking paralyzed. So he can't even off himself anymore.
He can't even. He has to get someone else to do it. And a lot of people feel really uncomfortable with that. So exactly. He's just stuck.
Yeah, that shit is... I mean, the whole thing... I think he should... I don't think he should be canceled, but I think he needs accountability. I think that's fair. Whatever fines and court shit he goes through, it's deserved. Whatever sponsors he loses, it's deserved. Canceling, I think it's a little far. He's supposed to entertain people at the show. That's what he wanted.
I think that's another thing too, like canceling is a lot, and I know people are like, well, this is a crazy thing. I'm like, all right, but we as Americans have already made this place crazy. We already pump in, and I think a lot of issue is people don't see money as energy. Like that's what it is. We've converted money into an form of energy. It shows how much energy we've put into some work during some day. So when I give somebody money, it's not just, I'm giving them paper. Like, nah, this is a lot of time that I have accrued. So if I'm trusting that I'm giving this time to you, I'm hoping that, like, you are the amazing person you are putting up. I get it's a
little
in some aspects, but, like, I'm also not expecting you to be some decrepit human being that's going to keep telling people to kill themselves. Like, that doesn't mean you should be canceled. You also are taking on the responsibility of so many people also giving you pressure. But at some point, you decide. It's like being a superhero. You have to decide, are you just gonna fuck up and be a villain? If that's the case, then at some point, yeah, you do cancel.
Yeah.
Or are you gonna become the better person and just get over that shit and become good at what you do?
I think it's crazy to think about from their perspective. And I'm surprised, like, he has not made this clear. But and I don't think he should deflect because he should take responsibility. But in this scenario, like, it is crazy to be him and be like, these motherfuckers in the crowd are the ones who directly killed people and I'm getting blamed for it. Like, I get it. In a sense that they should also be responsible for fucking murdering people in the crowd by trampling them or whatever it was. because that to me is fucking insane to think that like human beings fucking mosh pitted people to death just because they're so fucking hyped from the concert and on drugs. Like, I don't think they're off the hook either, you know? But I think within that context of people going to concerts to be on drugs and to mosh pit, that's why you should have more responsibility as far as more security, not overpacking your concerts, shit like that.
And I think it also reflects in the fact that you have to look at when your energy is put out. So this guy, if I'm on top of the stage and all this energy is on me, and I'm telling somebody to do something like jump into the crowd and it might cause them to be paralyzed and stuff, like, how much energy is he also putting in to be like, hey, you guys under him, form for him, come on, form up so he can land, come on, make sure.
Yeah.
Like, he's not putting extra energy there. He tells them, oh, beat up this kid that took my shoe. But you're not being like, on the apology, being like, oh, all right, guys, if you're pushing people and making them not breathe and stuff, like, I'm going to be the one to fuck you up next time. Are you fucking serious? At my concert, that's how you're going to act? And then you're going to try to put the blame. Like, I'll take it.
100% agree.
Next time you do shit like this at my fucking concert, oof, we having problems. Like, he doesn't put that
100%
in.
100% agree. Because that, I think, is how I was. You said it for me because I was thinking, like, I don't know how he would say it, but that's true. Hold your people, like your fans, accountable too, and say, I fucked up and I won't stand for the future my fans acting like this and fucking mosh pitting people to death. You know, like, I learned my lesson, like, I fucked up. Whatever he wants to own in the light of holding his people accountable, because that's really, like, I don't know, that's really a whole angle that he could have taken. If he stopped the concert, he could have blamed it on those fans who are acting like that, twerking on the fucking ambulance and not letting, you know, them have access to the people. And maybe the death toll would have been lower, you know, but I think that accountability, everybody likes to dish accountability on an individual or sole entity instead of saying it was this person and this person who fucked up, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's actually even crazier that, like, so, like, pretty much what you said, man, what you guys said. When you put the energy out there, it's incredibly insane how fast someone can feel shameful after doing something and then find it, like, being told, like, what you're doing is wrong by someone you respect, right?
Yeah.
And so that, like, that could have did a lot. It's just unfortunate that it didn't. And it's even crazy to me, like you guys even said, that a crowd could do that to people and not realize that they're doing. I mean, I know there's a lot of people there and you guys are pretty much like, there's no gap between you. It's just shoulder to shoulder, you're fucked. But, like, I don't know, man. Like,
because, but why? This is exactly, because this is, I look at it like this, and this is why idolization sucks. This is why in almost every religion, they're like against idols not being actual related to the gods, you know, idolizing anything but a real god is a problem because of this. When you have a god, and like, think about the Catholic, the Crusades and stuff, right? They said, ah, it's because of our god. None of this is our fault. So you're at a concert and you're all raging. Oh man, he's creating a mosh pit. Oh man, you weren't strong enough
for the mosh pit.
None of this is our fault. It was the concert. Like, no, dumb motherfucker. And that's why it sucks, because if at the end of the concert, you know, he just tries to keep going and doesn't say anything, then I'm saying it's the concert. He didn't stop it either. Ha ha ha. Instead of instantly being like, nah, dumb motherfuckers, what the fuck was that? At my show? Nah, I'm done. Cut it. Like, because then that instantly puts the blame on them. And now the entire crowd is like, fuck these people for the concert ending because of these dumb
motherfuckers. Exactly.
Now it looks like the concert ended because those people died.
Exactly.
And shitty. What's even worse is that it's like a child died. Dude, okay. I'm going to say a couple things. It's not the parents or the child's fault that they died. But why would you bring a child to a concert? Okay.
Like, Travis Scott concert.
Yeah, like, okay, I can understand, like, maybe, like, if you go to a band and their lyrics aren't, like, whatever. But even that, even with that being said, concerts, I don't know if you guys have been to any of, I've been to EDC, I've been to some raves, I've never gone to a concert, but it's similar shit. People are fucking high as fuck, or popping pills. Man, I walked through, I went into, when I went to EDC, there's a guy with, like, powdered, I don't know what the fuck he had. He was doing this shit, he was just pushing shit in people's eyes. And once that shit hits your eyes, you're fucking drugged. That's it. And I'm like, taking your child to something like that? I don't care how bad your child wants to go. And like, I think maybe in the future, they'll put like age limits on it. Cause I don't think, unless you can guarantee that no one's bringing anything illegal. And also you can't guarantee that, but you could have stricter security that would, like, EDC has way better security, though, than that fucking event had, right? So, I'm sure people, of course, people get through with that shit. But even, like, even at EDC, they get through with that, and there's good security there. So,
I think the problem is, technically, isn't it illegal still? Is that not technically being, like, inebriated in a public setting still illegal? Or are they not considered public?
I think it's considered a private event. But like, you would still take liability, and I think that's where the issue is. So they'd probably take liability for the fact that they're allowing people to bring illegal stuff in, so they cannot allow people to bring that stuff in, if that makes sense.
And if you go to any event, people get that stuff in, right?
Oh, of course, they're gonna get it. That's why they have the medical tents there, because at the end of the day, they know. And what I will say is, this comes to a big yes. Security is a lot better there. But I think security is also a lot better there, as well as the vibes are completely different.
Oh yeah, I mean they preach plur, which is peace, love, unity, respect.
Yes, so like the music is all chill, things like that is about being respectful in those events. And this is I love rap and I love rap music, but I'm gonna be honest, I hate going to rap concerts because the vibe of the people there is not the same. I like mosh pitting, yeah, that's fun, but not when the goal is actually to like hurt somebody. Like that's the difference. It's not like they're jumping into you to have fun, which honestly at some rock concerts, it's the mosh pits look a lot different than you'd see in like heavy metal or things like that. And yeah, the goal is for more pain, and because the songs are more geared around being hardcore, like I get it, but like a lot of songs aren't either. They don't have to be hardcore like that. You can still be hardcore and respectful. It's not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a lot of the points that we made. Even at those hardcore concerts, there's a culture. Like they say it's a culture that, like, if you see it, like, those people usually space out and pick that guy up and make some room for them and lead them out. Like, so Travis, like, this event, his event is just those people aren't. Probably never been to an event or never did stuff like that. They just mosh pit and don't give a fuck, which is ultimately the problem. But at the same time, like, I'm those people who have crowds like that made an effort to have their crowds like that.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's another, like, okay, I can see what they're saying. I can see why they're saying Travis Scott is very much accountable, but I wouldn't, again, they want to put all the blame on him. No one's talking about the organizers. No one's talking about security.
How much is a ticket for like this event in particular?
Let me see. Let's see. I can look up price for Astro. It's right. I spelled Astro World, right? Astro World.
Yeah.
Tickets. I assume they're probably like, I would assume like, fuck, where is it, bro?
Gotta be expensive. So I heard.
Oh, wow, they're pretty expensive. 680 at low it can be 685 up to 993. Really? I assumed they would be cheaper than that because usually, I feel like concerts are usually cheaper. Like if you're making all that money, I guess EDC is a much bigger event in general because you have so many more artists and it's a day's period.
Right? Yeah.
But their tickets are $400. I mean, okay, to be fair, you can get like a more expensive ticket, but for general entry, it's $400. Last time I went. I mean, that's okay. I see $350 plus a concert fee of $71. So yeah, it's pretty close actually to 400 something. The VIP tickets were like 700 something, but like general entry is like 400 something. It's not bad actually. It's normal. But for that money per ticket, I'm expecting like, for example, EDC has, a lot of people are complaining because the people weren't handing out water and all that shit. And EDC, there's like water stations everywhere, medical tents everywhere. Like,
it's totally different vibe.
But yeah, I don't think we have much else to say on that topic.
So then when it comes down to, you know, crowd vibes and things like that, I will say, I actually just watched this movie Secondhand Lions again.
I love that movie.
Right? Okay. So when he's talking, this is the biggest issue with that, with the Rittenberg thing, is that when they're in the little bar, and the guy tries to take, this scene makes me laugh every time, this guy tries to eat this old man's ribs.
Yeah.
Reaches over and grabs his ribs. And this guy's like, puts his arm out. And he's like, what? He's like, what, old man? Like, I just want some ribs. I want to try them. And then he turns over and says to him, he's like, this is the problem. These people walk around taking things from people too good-natured to put a stop to it. And mm-hmm. the idea that, like, being good, peaceful protest is fine. Protesting in peace is totally great. But don't walk up to a protest in peace when you know the oppressors have machine guns. You need to ensure that there is bodyguards. It's the same issue with the Travis Scott. You need to make sure there's protection. Because now you have an idiot 15, 16-year-old who's running around with a machine gun, not knowing what to do with it. Like, yeah, he knows how to shoot it, but he's over here making terrible decisions where he's just killing people that don't even need to. Like, if he was a lot better with it, there was ways that he could have shot that those people would not have approached him anymore. You know what I mean? And there's ways to do things like that. Like, oh, I don't know, not go to the event in the first place. But if that person walked up with an AR-15, a 16-year-old, and, you know, saw a big bodyguard in a full suit with a machine gun standing next to the peaceful protesters, they'd be like, oh, maybe never mind. Maybe I don't want to get lit up today. Like, there's ways to approach something that, but people want to be like, oh, no, if I'm good, I have to not fight at all. No. It's if you're good, make sure that the people who are bad aren't just slaughtering your people and you show up.
I totally agree. In fact, a lot of people confuse being passive with being good natured, and it's a really weird thing. They feel like they, you know, like violence or assertiveness is exclusively bad, you know? And like Jordan Peterson says it in a way that is, I mean, he pulls from the obvious like expression that it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. And he says, you should have like a monstrous assertiveness and work ethic and all these things, but learn how to control it, you know? And I think when you discipline yourself in that way, you're a lot less likely to be aggressive, or as a better example, people who do jujitsu often aren't the people that are going around starting fights, because they've gotten their butt kicked enough, if they're any good at jujitsu, that they know anybody could also, that they run into, could also just happen to be really good at jujitsu and kick their butt. So you have a respect for other people because you've gotten to a certain level yourself, and you understand that it's very possible for other people to be there as well. But I think when people start to accept a fantasy where they run up and they stop the shooter somehow, they hit him in the head with a rock and they just save the day, and then everybody clapped, you know, like they start to do stupid things. And I think we see a lot of that.
So I think my whole take on the thing is, I've thought about it long and hard on whether I think he deserved some type of punishment or jail time for this. And I think I'm leaning towards some type of leniency. My whole thing is, okay, he's a child. Okay, he did some dumb decisions, but he's a child. But I want to go through the mistakes he made. So I just want to give a perspective to why people think he shouldn't have got away with it. You're going to a protest to protect property. When they were establishing the case, they said, when people are destroying property, is it okay to shoot them? They established, no, that is not okay. So why do you have your gun? For protection. Protection for who? Yourself. Okay. So if the protection is for you, so you have protection for you, why? Because you are worried that something might happen to you. Why do you think something is going to happen to you? Okay. Because if you go out into the crowd that is protesting and you have an AR-15 and you're protecting property from that same crowd, regardless if they're doing wrong or right, they're not going to see you as a friend. Now, I'm not saying, again, to me, like, the issue is this could have been avoided if he stayed on the property or never went to the event in the first place with a goddamn gun. But he did, okay? And because he was lawfully allowed to be there, I'm not really going to push too much on it. The other thing I don't like, so when he went down there to protect people, he said he was an EMT. He lied. He's not an EMT. He went to school. He's done stuff before, but he was not an EMT. Okay, I'm not going to push on that hard, but there was a point where he was talking about, and people are going to be like, oh, you're just repeating what the prosecutor said, but I really think this is important because I think it reflects on our police too. So basically, he was afraid of that crowd. Otherwise, because he was with someone and he ended up losing that person that he was with. So if you're not with that person and you're afraid because you're not with the person that was with you, that was supposed to have your back, and then you go, he ended up approaching another group. He approached another group that looked like they're protecting property just like him. Now, if you feel he went into the crowd because he wanted to see if anyone needed medical attention. And he, in fact, did help. He did say he helped some people, right? But when you lose that person and you start to get afraid of the crowd that you're saying you're giving medical help to, so you go to another group of people that have the same goal as you for the night, I think that proves that because those people are part of his community too. He says he's protecting the community. Those people are part of his community too. You're at that point afraid of the own people in your community. And I think police have this issue where they police communities they are not a part of or police communities that they are afraid of, which leads to more incidents of people shooting people unnecessarily because you're afraid. I had fear for my life, so I'm going to shoot you. Well, if you know people in the community and you know them well and you know how people act, you'll have a much better understanding of when and when not to shoot, when someone is about to do something to you and when someone is not, because you know your community. I think if you live in a community, you should know your community. That's important. Whether you're a police or not, it solves a lot of issues to me. And so, yeah, so when he goes in there and basically says he doesn't say it, but it's clear he's afraid of them. Okay, you're afraid of them. Now, if you had not been afraid of them to begin with, would you have shot them? I don't know. I feel like he might have handled it differently. But they determined what he did was lawful. Again, so I just think, so the more I look at it, I'm like, okay. And then the other issue I have with the case is the judge. Now, to be fair to the judge, I'm going to say this. I found out that, there's loaded words he would not let them use. So the victims could not be called victims, right?
What?
He would not allow them to be called victims because it's a loaded word and would mean the defendant, he said it would make the defendant look more guilty, right? And I was like, okay, fine. And I found out that it wasn't just this case. He was very consistent on that through his cases throughout the years. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything because if he's consistent, fine. But I think he's consistent and being inconsistent because he lets those people be called looters, though. And I'm like, if your whole issue is with a loaded word, then why do you let another loaded word be used? Those people, at least he's alive to tell his story. Those people are dead. And you're calling them rioters, looters, arsonists. How's that not loaded? Okay. But whatever. That was my problem, more problem with the judge. But he's been consistent in the way he treats that overall. So fine.
What they're trying to avoid is victim blaming, where you could say, why would you bring a gun to a protest in a place where you know you feel unsafe because you felt like you needed a gun for protection?
Exactly.
I think the problem is like, oh, it's victim blaming, because, you know, there's a lot of girls who like get raped at parties where it's like, you know, they don't know a single person there. They went, they got really drunk, and then, you know, somebody had sex with them, and they're like, okay. So it's victim blaming to say, well, you shouldn't go get belligerently drunk at a party with nobody, with people you have no idea who they are, you know? But that's victim blaming. And I think in the same way, they're trying to avoid a case where they're saying, yes, this guy did do things that led to something that should never have happened, that wouldn't have happened if he didn't do those things. But at the same time, those things weren't a problem until they were. And the only reason they were a problem was because, you know, again, like somebody instigated it. And so I don't know who you want to blame in that scenario. The person who made the potential, you know, possibility of the people instigating the person with a gun, which again wouldn't have happened if he wasn't there with a gun. Do you want to blame the people who instigated the guy with the gun, or do you want to blame the guy who brought the gun to be instigated? It's just, you know, at that point, it's a coin toss.
It's easier for me. Oh, sorry.
I mean, yeah, I can agree, which is why, again, my bigger problem is, regardless of all those things said, I think when you look at it, it's common sense to say that he like, it was a poor decision for him to be there. And I think there was a lot of, but I wouldn't blame him all for it. Just like I wouldn't blame Travis Scott for the whole
incident. In a practical sense, I'm just going to say it. I think he's at fault. I'm just going to say in a practical sense. I think in a legal sense, I can see why they're not, you know.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree with Andrew. And to me, in a legal sense, I actually think he's at fault too. I mean, not in our said legal code, but essentially should be, in a sense, because even if you're at your store, right? If somebody robs the store, are you supposed to fight them? Are you supposed to let them rob the store? You're supposed to let them rob the store. You're an employee. You're not supposed to put your life at risk. We teach people not to be heroes in society. It is a practical teaching. Like, it is to the core. We're like, nah, we have people that are supposed to be doing this. There are people
that
are for this. So if that is the case, this person, and here's the other issue, is we don't regard hero correctly in our society a lot. I think anime shows it a lot better. In secondhand lines, when the old man gets confronted and he says that line, he beats up all those boys, but then he doesn't just beat them and then kill them or anything. He beats them up, he takes them home, ices them, makes sure they're okay, and then he teaches them, like, hey, you got to respect people and things like that. Like, heroism is more than just going and fighting for justice. Like, no, you have to do things correctly as possible. You have to be prepared for those situations. This boy was trying to be a hero. I'm going to go fight the bad protesters with my gun. I can save them. And that's what he put himself in that situation. Did he walk up like a real hero who has a gun on his back and waits for them to throw the first stone and then he draws last? No, he walked up with his gun already drawn. That is a combatant. That is not a hero. That guy's not walking up like, it doesn't even have to be a crowd of protesters. If someone's walking on the street in an open carry, they have guns on their backs. You wouldn't, if someone is holding the gun in their hands, you'd be like, get the fuck out of here. Like, this, he's
got a great point, because we literally live in a society where it is illegal on paper to be a vigilante. For that reason, it does shit like this.
So, for all intents and purposes, he is in the wrong, because he tried to be a hero. He did it incorrectly and then created manslaughter incidents. He created these situations because he went to this protest. He had no actual reason to be there. Yeah, you can say to protect my family, but you could also say, I'm going to call 911 and send them over here. Make sure 911 has people over there. They're supposed to be protecting my family. If they don't, I can blame them. Yeah, if people be like, well, would you do that if your families were the same? Well, I would show up and make sure the gun was on my back and I didn't create a situation like this in the first place. I would have done things all correctly in the first place, not obtained a gun illegally, not have done these things.
But, yeah.
So if you want to compare things like that, I wouldn't try to be a superhero like this.
Okay. Yeah, so when to expand on that, when I say lenient, I'm lenient, but not as lenient as the court system was. So I think he should have got some time, and I just want to explain why and where. And I don't think he should be the only one. The guy he was with didn't stay with him. Now, this kid walked away from him, so maybe they lost each other. But I think when you're with someone and you're supposed to have their back and you're walking with them, he should have stayed with them. They didn't know. I don't think they knew how old he was. Negligence. His mom. Negligence. I think his mom should be charged. When he shot that guy, he shot him. That guy dropped. He shot him 3 more times after that while he was on the ground. I think that's the part where I'm like, bro, you killed that guy. And his what he kept saying was, I wanted to make sure he was no longer a threat to me. And to me, that reads as, okay, you killed him, so he's no longer a threat. He denied that. But I think if a police officer is in that same situation, when that guy drops, they don't leave the scene. Regardless of if the crowd was coming towards them, the police wouldn't leave the scene. They'd stay there. They'd call for backup. They'd call for medical. And he didn't do any of those things. Now his excuse was, I didn't feel safe. But a police would have, like, the police would have handled the situation better.
Well, that's exactly why we have taxes that go to training people to handle these situations. Be it not all of them do it a good fucking job, but a lot of them do a good fucking job. And we need to defer to them in these situations. And that's why vigilantes aren't a fucking thing. It probably didn't fucking work.
Not a 16, 17-year-old either.
Exactly.
And so that's where I felt like he was in the wrong. But I also think I think the guy who was with him, I think his best friend who got him the gun, and I think his mom should all be accountable. The only person who was taking punishment, I feel like, is the original guy who got him the gun. I think he's actually getting some time. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think that guy is getting in trouble for getting him the gun illegally. Because just because the guy was able to open carry the gun, the way he got the gun was illegal. So there's that.
Imagine that for perspective, though, for people like this kid who think they're going to, you know, Clint Eastwood some hero scene. It's like, look, we have people who are trained fuck up all the time. Literally, like, from cops to, I don't care, people in the government, there's no perfect platform, no matter how much training you pour into someone. Even the SEAL Team 6, when killing Osama bin Laden, they literally crashed one of the choppers. Like, there was literally a giant fuck up in the middle of that mission. Like, even that didn't go perfectly. And that is the most expensive training that we know of, you know? So for some 16, 17-year-old kid to be raised in an environment where he thinks this even makes sense is insane.
Privilege.
Yeah. Okay, that's the one thing I do want to bring up. So a lot of people are really upset that race is being brought into this because they're like, it was a white kid who, and all the victims were white. Why are you drawing a parallel to race? And I think a lot of people just don't want to take the perspective that colored people are at a disadvantage when it comes to the court system. It would not have been given the same.
Wait, they think if the kid was black with an AR-15, he wasn't going to get jail time?
That's the people be like, that's up for debate. But I personally, but that's
he would for sure.
But that, I don't no, even want to take. I don't even want to. I don't even want to take that scenario and push and put a black person in that scenario. I want to draw a parallel to it and say that what angered me most about the case is the reaction of the people who are defending him compared to reactions in other cases that are similar. Okay, my biggest thing during the Trayvon Martin case, so many people thought George Zimmerman was in the right. And just like people think Rittenhouse is in the right, although I think Rittenhouse has a lot more case for him to be in the right. He's a child. He was actually assaulted. I mean, based off what they're, you know, saying. I'm not even going to put Prince around that. I mean, it's seen in the video. They are chasing him. They have a case for it. Zimmerman did not have a case for it. But so many people wanted to paint Trayvon Martin as a fucking thug. For what? Walking around the middle of the night wearing a hoodie and smoking weed. Oh, that kid had been in trouble for smoking weed. That kid was 14. That kid was unarmed. And that kid was attacked by a full-ass adult who was told by the police not to follow him. And that guy murdered him. And you guys rooted and was so fucking happy when he got out, when he got away. And he got out for it. And you know what happened? That guy ended up going to jail for doing similar shit. He beat his fucking wife. That guy's a piece of shit. But when I see that and the same people that argued against Trayvon Martin making similar arguments for Rittenhouse, I think it's insane because this kid is 17, older than Trayvon Martin. He was armed and nobody wants to paint him as a thug. When if you look at his priors, I think that kid had just had an incident a couple weeks before that with a woman or something. I don't know 100% what happened, but I know he had an incident.
Feelings, no facts.
And so to me, I'm like, how are you okay with the same, like those things? Like, and to be fair, there's probably some people who are okay with the Rittenhouse thing that aren't okay with the Trayvon Martin thing, but 100% there are people who overlap who are okay with what George Zimmerman did. And if Trayvon Martin would have had a gun and killed George Zimmerman, would have been like, that guy was just trying to protect his neighborhood.
Okay.
Even though he would have been in the same position as Rittenhouse.
This is how I look at it. And like, I hate to bring it back to race always, but it's just what's plagued us essentially for so long. You know, when I say us, I mean America in general. Like, the schism of race has made it such a problem that it's just like, it's literally a part of learning all the time when it never really had to be. So the idea that, you know, what were you saying about seeing Trayvon Martin in a bad light? And then, oh, it's like, so look at it like this, right? It's easy for me to not be racist on a normal basis. For some people, not so much. But what would make it difficult for me is if, I don't know, I didn't have a lot of money, or even if I did have a lot of money, I've been trying really hard to raise my child a certain way or do something a certain way, and then they did something really fucking stupid. And half my brain is gonna go, yeah, you dumb idiot, you need to go to jail. But then the prosecutor is going to look at me in the face and go, I mean, we could probably get him off, though. Because in this town, this is how they view this, this, and this. And because this person was this, this, and this, it can work in our favor. It's going to be a lot harder for me to say, no, maybe I get them off this time and I'll discipline them correctly this time. This time they'll learn their lesson and they don't need to go to jail. I can teach them. I'm not racist, but like, this will work for me. And that's what sucks at the end of the day. It's like, it's being the passive person. You're not being actively racist, but by feeding into this and letting somebody get off, you have now contributed to the problem. And now this person looks bad. And now this person is painted in a certain light. That's what it comes down to, right? You get a good attorney, then they're going to flip the media, and they're going to have the media paint your person in this light, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I just that I guess that's just my I think my biggest problem with this is the reaction of how people don't understand why people have an issue with the verdict or have an issue with the problem in general and pretend that it's in the context of just a self-defense case, ignoring how he got the gun, and then giving the loophole that he went to another state where it's okay to open carry because the barrel's long. And ignoring the fact that common sense is, why would you give a fucking child the job to protect property
Well,
with
that's
an
just crazy.
AR-15?
Yeah, I'm still confused that you have to be a certain age to buy a gun, but not to have a gun.
Yes. It has to do also, it's the gun laws in this country are fucked. It's they're
That's
fucked.
annoying, is most likely those dogs were adapted so that people could take their kids hunting, not so that they could just protect their house.
And I just I would argue the if you don't want to argue the law, I'd argue the morality of it because it's like, okay, rich people who found a way to avoid taxes legally, they did it, but is it right? Like, and then people would be like, well, if and I know there'd be people that'd be like, well, if you had that much money and you could get around it, you would too. And I'm like, okay, if I could get away with something, I would too. That's if you got to take that argument further. If I could kill someone and get away with it, I would too. Okay, that means there's a problem. There's a
And
problem in our system.
a more likely people will choose that option, like every time. That's why the Book of Heart of Darkness is really dope for that concept. Like, when there's nobody around you that can hold you accountable, because that's what happened in that situation, right? His mom left him, his friend left him. There's no one around that he deems can hold him accountable, and he's like, "I ain't got a gun in my hand. No one's gonna tell me not to pull the trigger." You get what I'm saying? He doesn't have anyone there to say that. When you're in situations like that, where especially if you're in a situation that you know no one can find out, more likely than not, people will be like, "I'm gonna take the opportunity." Not because we're opportunistic creatures. It takes a level of mentality, intelligence, and thinking to actually be like, "Nah, I should definitely not do this atrocious act that will scar this other person forever."
Yeah. And I also think to give another point of perspective on that is I'm just less I'm going to be skeptical of someone who lied three times on that night that did what he did.
Oh, yeah.
He lied about being an EMT. Then when he killed that guy and someone asked him, why'd you do it? He lied and said he had a gun. Okay. Then what was the other lie? What else did he do? Oh, and then another guy asked him, when he did that, they asked him, did he shoot someone? He said no. You lied three times. Two of those lies are straight up lies about what you just did. And so to me, it's like if I do something fucked up, but I think I'm in the right. Now, I won't even say fucked up. If I do something and I think I'm in the right, I'm not going to lie about it. I might be afraid of what could happen and what's going to happen, but I'm going to tell the truth because I don't think I did anything wrong. If you
Right,
lie,
exactly.
if you lie, you're to me, that's an admission of like, I don't think, I mean, he might not think everything he did was wrong, but to some degree, he knows he fucked up, right? It's like, if you really don't think you're wrong, you won't fucking lie.
He
Why'd you shoot
honestly,
that guy? That guy came in and tried to attack me. That's why. Like, I
the
won't
whole
lie.
thing.
Hey guys, so right after that cutoff, we just started rambling and we started talking about the correlation between games and violence in the real world because the prosecution brought it up about GTA. We thought it was dumb. If you want to hear a discussion on that, that'll be in another video, the continuation of this discussion. That I mean, we just end up rambling after that. We don't really go back on the Rittenhouse and Travis Scott stuff. That's the end of it. But what I want to say is, this was just our opinion and our take on things. I'm not saying anyone is wrong or anyone is right when it comes to opinion, because an opinion is an opinion, and you know it is what it is. But if you guys want to clear anything up or state your opinions in the comments, feel free to. What I don't want is having arguments down there. Discussion is fine. Arguments take away from the discussion, in my opinion, right? If you, especially when it gets boiled down to conservatives versus, like, I hate, like, when people bring that stuff up, because it's like people just disagree on something, and you should be able to take in someone's perspective, right? That's what I want to do. I wanted to give a perspective and at least have an understanding of why people had the reaction that they did, or why they thought what he did was okay, or why they didn't think it was okay, you know? And I think it's much better that even if you agree to disagree, to understand why someone feels that way. Like, okay, I can understand why you feel like that was self-defense, or I can understand why you feel like he did nothing wrong, or I can understand why you did think he did something wrong, right? It's just a much easier way to, you know, have a discussion and, you know, move on or get further on and progress to something we have. Because right now, when you come combatively to someone and boil it down to something like that, you're not going to convince anybody. I mean, maybe your goal isn't to convince anybody, but then what are you doing? And I mean, you just, I think the goal of any discussion should be understanding. If you're, it shouldn't even be to convince someone. I'm not going to convince you. I'm going to say what I think. You're going to say what you think. And maybe someone will change their opinion. Maybe they won't. It's just is what, like, that's how I see it. With that being said, if you enjoyed the content, please like and subscribe. Follow all our socials. We'll do more content like this. Yeah, we have spot. We have our podcast on Spotify, Anchor, and on YouTube. So those are all things you can go to. It's called Part Time Rambles. It's under the PTK brand. Appreciate you guys. Good one. And goodbye.